Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell coming at you from the Midwest and a beautiful, beautiful morning here. We put this podcast up. We try to get it up every morning at 5 a.m. I know last week we failed a couple times, totally my bad. And so I've got my sons helping me with this, and they are much better at this than I am. And sometimes I wait till the last second. And for people who know me, that's par for me, right? So my apologies for that. We do try to give you practical things from God's Word and from other great books that might help us men to really protect our marriage, to honor marriage above all else, and to make our marriage great. Right now we're looking at how do we love and cherish our wife and looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So yesterday, looking at a lot of some of the things that if we've got a really great voice, if we've got a really great mind, if we've got a really dangerous job, if you will, even if you're in the military, those kind of things, we're doing these things, babe, you got to understand, this is me, this is who I am. No, great if you have that, but terrible if you don't have that love towards your wife, if she doesn't feel cherished. So that's, I think, a real good warning from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, those first verses talking about, and we're going to see them again later on. But I just want to give us a practical thing, right? So a little story about me. Some of you may know, I would say many of you don't, that I used to coach and play soccer. So when we first got out of college, Beth and I got married our senior year in college, and we moved from college to the Tidewater area, and I was playing soccer in a men's league, even doing some semi-pro, was coaching soccer, got into coaching the travel teams. We called it select soccer back then, and ended up coaching a really good team. We did really, really well. We started winning, and I was traveling from Canada to Atlanta, Georgia, doing tournaments. And we were enjoying that, my wife and I, one child, and then I got involved in ministry. And before long, my wife's like, hey, didn't get in this to be a single mom. And that hit pretty hard because I was, you know, trying to be a godly man and really seeking God on a lot of things and realized I'm going to have to give up some things. I love playing soccer. I love coaching soccer. But I love my wife more. It was a no-brainer. And I couldn't figure out how to make a full-time job, youth ministry, and my soccer world all work and be there for my wife and my daughter. So when my second child came along, my first son, I stopped playing soccer. And I think about the time my third son came along, I stopped coaching soccer. And I am not against people playing sports. I'm not against people coaching. I just could not make it work, the timing work. The ministry was taking a lot of time, full-time job, apart from that to pay the bills. And so we made a decision. Now, our marriage is more important than soccer, for sure. And I was not going to be out of shape if I didn't play soccer. That wasn't the issue. And so there was no redeeming quality as far as the soccer. It wasn't leading toward a career. I wasn't being sought after to be a university coach or anything like that. So I gave up the soccer, and God, I think, has really honored that, blessed that. And my marriage got better. My parenting, as a father, I had more time for my children. I have some fond memories with my children as they grew up. And because I made my family a priority. My wife, my marriage was a priority, and then after that, our children and raising them together. So as we continue on through 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and looking at love, gentlemen, I just want to encourage you that I'm not coming to you to judge you or anything like that. I'm just coming to you saying, hey, I want to help your marriage be great because I know it can be. And I'm not saying you have to sacrifice an arm or a leg to make your marriage great. God wants you to have an amazing marriage. And it doesn't mean you're going to give up things that you would rather do. You would rather have a great marriage. Trust me on that. So move forward with what God has for you and stop trying to hold on to some things that probably aren't best for your marriage. Hope that helps you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.